Are you ready to explore living life with greater ease, more joy, and doing what you love to do? Imagine That Coaching can help you discover possibilities, direct connect you to your personal passions. Visit www.dianesturner.com or call 847-824-6949. Imagine That Coaching, connecting person to passion. 847-824-6949.
Happy Valentine's Week here on Circles of Change. And imagine that we have Diane Turner from Imagine That Coaching here with me in the studio. How are you this morning,
Diane? I'm well, thank you, Zara. It's so nice to be here.
As always, just a quick reminder for those who have not followed our opportunity to have Diane now as a frequent contributor once a month. She has a coaching practice and also a psychotherapy practice back in Illinois, but based here in Tucson part of the year. So she's working coast to coast and beyond that also with her clients. You can learn more about her specific coaching at DianeSTurner.com and contact her at ImagineThatCoaching@gmail.com and then here toll-free 866-398-8877. Our topic today is alignment. Now, being a student of yoga as I've been, if there's anything that can throw me off is if I'm not taking that time to get in alignment before I start.
Absolutely. And we all have that challenge every single day the minute we get out of bed. And then at the end of the day when we get back in bed and we really have the opportunity to have that experience one way or the other.
Now, so most people are probably going to jump to the conclusion when we say alignment, Diane, that we're going to talk about our spine, our back, our body parts, but I'm certain you're going to take us in the direction this also has to do with our mental alignment as well.
It has to do with mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional alignment. And actually, the idea for this topic, it's a familiar idea for lots of us. We're hearing this word bandied about a lot in different arenas. For me, it came up because my back did go out, and I had to look at, well, what is my alignment in the world, and what is my both my physical alignment and what is it that I need to change in order to have more ease as I move through the world, through my day.
And when you say your back went out of alignment, this wasn't just go take a pharma and you're back up and running. This
No.
puts you down for many, many weeks.
I had a month of really not being myself, not feeling myself. And it was a fabulous opportunity for me to take a look at what needed to shift to have greater ease and better balance.
Now, I'm sure our listeners are saying, oh, yeah, only you coaches would say this is a great opportunity.
That's right.
It was a wonderful experience. And I'm so glad I threw my back out.
Well, you know how people say, well, this is such a gift. And sometimes people say, well, this is a gift I'd like to return.
Exactly. Yes, in fact, trade in, give away, whatever.
That's exactly right. I won't necessarily say it was a gift, but being a possibility coach, I do have that annoying habit of looking at things as opportunities, and I think we all do. We have the opportunity to look at what comes our way and see it as a positive, as an opportunity for learning something new, for shifting something, or we can turn a blind eye to it and we can avoid it, we can numb out, we can look the other way. And I will bet you that it will come back in spades to knock you in the head or get your attention in some other way.
And in fact, even do it more brutally than had you not addressed it the first time.
That's my
experience. The second wave of the sickness, if you don't take the meds, whether that be an integrative medicine approach or other, can be even worse than the first hit.
It can be. That's exactly right.
And for those of us who've dealt with back bouts, which I have, indeed, that has been every successive time I've thrown my back out over 20 years. It's been even harder. But the good news, maybe it's because of my inherent possibility coach sitting on my shoulder here, I got much better at getting back on track.
What's interesting is that alignment is a dynamic process. It's not a one-time, okay, I'm going to get into alignment, and then that's it. Alignment happens in big ways, in small ways. And the image that I have often for alignment is it's a little bit like a seesaw, a teeter-totter, the way we used to have at playgrounds. I don't even know if they have those anymore.
No, they don't.
So old.
They probably don't. Yeah.
but when you have this board that's essentially balanced at the center point, and you've got an equal amount of weight distributed on one end and the other, and that board basically makes itself level to the ground, so it's parallel to the ground. That's the image for alignment. But getting there is this very delicate up and down and trying to rebalance yourself and looking at different things and adding something and subtracting something. And that's the process of alignment. So it is an ongoing process of learning about yourself. So even when you don't learn everything the first time, which you're not going to, because we're always changing, it's very dynamic. The next time something comes up, the next time you're challenged to rebalance yourself or to move into a different place within your life, you're going to have more information. You're going to have greater clarity. You're going to have some experience with, okay, I remember I was supposed to do that exercise and I haven't been doing it. Or maybe if I breathe more frequently or I meditate more regularly or I go back to what's really important for me, my core values, and check in with that, check in with myself and see, am I living according to those things that I believe are the most important for me, that are my guidelines, my basically who I am in the world, or have I been ignoring those?
Sure, or letting one get more powerful than another. Well, being the engineer who understands that analogy of the board,
yes,
on the tipping point and the like, how easy it is, though, to think, well, the way I'm going to cheat the system is go under and move the tipping point. I'm going to go under and move the fulcrum tipping point and think that that's how I do. But then what you find yourself doing is you're constantly having to move that tipping point.
That's right. That's a lot of work. So I think that the whole process of alignment is really getting to know yourself so well that you have a sense of your own internal tipping point. So you know, when I go too far in one direction or not far enough in another direction, I am really doing myself a disservice and moving myself into a position that's not really going to work for me.
Mm-hmm. Although for many of us that are out there, you know, being the consummate doers that we seem to be encouraged to do, and not necessarily focused on the being side, as you would probably call it, sometimes you don't know you're at the wall until you've already slammed into it over here on the other side.
That is absolutely true, and I have been there myself many times, and that's an opportunity. Again, it's one of those very annoying opportunities that we go, well, did I really have to get to this point? Well, unfortunately, as human beings, we do have to get. That's how we learn a lot of times.
And so the opportunity here, of course, is to say, after you've hit the wall once, is to take some time and reflect on how was it I got here? What were the warning signs? Maybe I could put some self-regulation in place, but then also, if you've got people close to you, how you can learn to listen to them when they say, wait a minute, you're about to do it again.
Right. And I really feel like we have this internal compass that if we listen to it, it will guide us to exactly where we need to be. Now, beginning to communicate with that part of ourselves is a practice. So we don't necessarily know about what that means as we're sitting here talking about that. However, I would encourage your listeners, our listeners, to look at their lives and say, what's working in my life? What do I feel completely at ease with that takes no effort whatsoever? What do I not even think about? I just take it for granted. And how does that feel to me? Does that feel really good? Is that something I want more of? And if it is, as a coach, you know yourself, that's where you want to focus. You want to focus on what you want more of. And it also highlights what's not working. So I always say, going over, as we learn these things, it's like going over a speed bump at 40 versus going over at 10 when we first start. So as we start to pick up speed and we start to live our life in more alignment and with greater ease, and then something goes out of whack and it kind of hits us between the eyes, well, that's that speed bump coming up at 40 going, well, wait a minute, you know, I've been here before and this doesn't feel good at all.
It doesn't, but then we got to be careful because, you know, if you go hit that same speed bump at 80, you might not even feel it because tipping the tops of the speed bumps. It doesn't mean, though, that you aren't, you know, destined to potentially crash.
That's right. That's right. It really is a wake-up call. And we have those opportunities all day long to wake up to where are we feeling good about our lives and where are we not feeling good about our lives. And the people that are in our lives, our relationships as well.
Uh-oh, that's getting close, because then you're going to tell me that some of those people I might need to say farewell, adieu, or spend less time with if it's not serving me well.
You know, the interesting thing for me, the language that I use around that is, can I be my most authentic, expanded self in this relationship? And it doesn't necessarily mean that we have to get rid of people, although sometimes we do. Sometimes it means taking a look at what our expectations are for the relationship and readjusting those, because it, no matter how hard we try, we're not going to necessarily change someone else. So are we expecting that? Are we saying, well, if I just push for this, if I just grasp at this, if I just try to convince this person that if they could just see it my way, everything would be better in our relationship? That doesn't necessarily work, because they also have to be their most expanded self.
Sure. We had good friends of ours this week. My husband was telling me the story. They were off visiting some of the local events here in Tucson, which, of course, we've got a lot going on this week, and they got into an argument around directions to get from here to there. Was it the GPS telling them or not? And one party to this discussion was really concerned about how this whole thing spun out. And Ted's comment was, well, are you sure you want to invest that much in that particular discussion?
Right.
You know, and oh, by the way, it's probably just an old friend you're welcoming back anyways, because we all have a different desire when it comes to knowing directions beforehand or not.
Right. I don't know about you, but I have found that a lot of times those conversations are the culmination of a lot of frustration that have led up to them. Mm-hmm. And so it's easy to let go of that stuff when we have good communication, when we are in alignment with ourselves and our core values.
It starts there, in fact. It's not what the other guy's doing.
That's
it's
exactly
what you're
right.
doing.
That's
yeah.
exactly right. And I believe that people come into our lives as a way of showing us, are we really in alignment or not? So sometimes they're reflective in that sense. And we will bring people into our lives that will present us with opportunities for expansion and for looking at what we are bumping up against in ourselves. And sometimes people will come into our lives to show us that maybe this isn't really the direction I want to go in, or maybe there's so much more that I want, and this person is showing me that, is helping me to gain some clarity around that.
So that's an interesting thought, that people reflect us. And so what we'd also say is that we are indeed attracting some of those folks to come to us.
Absolutely.
Whether we realize it or not.
That's exactly right. We are. And if you believe in energy, mm-hmm. not everybody does, but if you believe in energy and you really get a sense of how your energy attracts the people who are exactly what you need in that moment. So, for instance, I had a conversation yesterday with someone about my book. I'm trying to work through my publishing process and all of that as I'm coming to more completion of my book. And as I was sitting there and this person was telling me about her experience, and I was starting to feel really scared about, oh my God, I didn't do this and I haven't thought about that. And it really helped me to bump up against those areas that might be needing greater clarity in order for me to move forward with greater ease. So why now did this person show up in my life? Well, I invited that. Mm-hmm. I invited her, this person, to come into my life consciously and unconsciously. So there was a part of me that thought, wow, I could really learn something from this person, and I like to have the conversation, never knowing that she would show up with all this information that that I would have to then leave and go process and figure out, okay, I'm not in alignment around this at all. I have so much fear about this, and I also have time. So I have time to now look at it and go, okay, what is it that I really want? Am I closer? Is this going to get me closer to what I want? Do I need to do it her way? What would be my way? So it just stimulated a lot of questions for myself. And now I need to take some time and really step back and say, okay, what are my core values around this? What is my target? What is it that I really want from this process? And of the things that I'm presented with now, of that information, are there aspects that would move me closer to that? Because I have to embrace this as mine, not somebody else's.
In fact, that's where I was going to go. Let's remember, and this goes for all of our listeners, that particularly you groupies out there that dial up our show or listen to podcasts frequently, is still remember that as we offer advice, it's still your responsibility to discern whether it's not, if it's right for you. In other words, I always comment that when someone is giving you advice, remember they're at least 50% talking to themselves.
I think that's absolutely true.
To affirm what they did well or didn't do so good, and you still have to look at it through your own lenses.
The beauty of coaching for me, this is one of the things I like about it the most, is it's not so much about telling other people what to do or even giving them advice. It is really about asking the right questions.
Absolutely.
And so with the process of alignment, it is about asking ourselves the same questions. What feels right? What are we holding on to? What are we most afraid of? What would move us closer towards what it is that we desire? And if we don't know, what internally could we practice that would open up that awareness or that knowing? That's where meditation comes in, writing comes in, and those are daily practices for me. For other people, it might be playing golf.
Or singing.
Doing something that you love where you feel not so in your head about it, but you really feel in your body, in the fully present to the experience.
Someone this week, and I heard this mentioned, in fact, it came at me three different times this week, that worry is really praying for what you don't want to have happen.
Wow, that's wise.
Yes, but it's also one of these, and just when I got into a moment about something, and I said, wait a minute, this is this idea of attraction or
yes.
energy, as you were saying.
Yeah.
Well, we mentioned earlier, Diane, this thought that when we say alignment, it isn't just the physical part. Are you wearing the right shoes? Are your posture, your walking, your tempo? But it also happens to be mental alignment, emotional alignment, and spiritual alignment. Why don't you touch on those three as well? Because probably can people visualize the physical piece of it.
Right. Well, the mental alignment is also it's easy to understand, because when we go into that place of doubt or questioning or really struggle in ourselves, and we get to be one of those hamsters on the wheel and we can't get off of it, that would suggest some lack of alignment. And so it's at that point that you really want to stop the chatter and see if you can find your way to a place that's more still, where different questions come up for you or different answers surface. Sometimes it's really about just acknowledging that, wow, I just can't stop obsessing about this, or I can't stop thinking about this, and I don't know what to do about it. And so in the absence of that knowing, there's that territory of unknown that we've spoken about so often on this show. That's what's beckoning to you. So be brave and step into the possibility that all of your answers and your alignment is actually in that unknown territory. The emotional alignment might show itself, or being out of alignment might show itself as unhappiness. It might show itself as depression or anxiety. It might show itself as just not feeling a certain ability to be free or happy in a circumstance. So it might be something where you just feel annoyed all the time, or you feel, for instance, I can't tell you how many times I work with couples where there is a lack of alignment and they are dreading their time together, or they are fearful of their time together, because what seems to happen is that their expectations for their time together are very different. They're always being disappointed. Mm-hmm. And instead of looking at themselves, they're really pointing the finger at their partners and saying, well, if only you would do this, or if only you would give me this, or come home from work a little earlier, or call me and let me know what's going on, or whatever. All of those are valid points. However, we really have to shift and take a look at, you know, what kind of pressure are we putting on ourselves to be a certain way? And if we could just breathe into it a little bit, we would be amazed at what can happen. I was talking to a friend of mine about this. She's in a relationship with someone, and it's a newer relationship, and so it's not as defined. And she's coming at it from this place of, I want us to talk about everything. And he's coming from this place of, I can't talk about everything. Please don't make me talk about everything. And they're having to deal with a health challenge. And so she has a zillion questions. And he was pretty clear that he didn't want to talk about it. And she really had to sit on her hands. And she went through a whole process of, what if this means that he doesn't want to be close to me? And I mean, she just started spinning out of control. So you see how she went from the emotional disalignment to the mental.
Mm-hmm.
And what she ended up doing was she ended up checking in with some of her married friends, who said, you know, maybe he just needs some time. What if you just trusted that if you just stayed present and you just allowed him to come to you, that could happen? Well, surprise, surprise. Sure enough, a few days later, they were together, and he started talking about it. He started bringing it up, and she was able to have all her questions answered without ever having to ask any of them. So I think that's a powerful example.
Well, for those of us that have teens in particular, that is such a challenge, because you know, we no longer have the days of ferrying them around in the car where we can overhear them talking, or they have, have the safety of looking out the window while they ask you those questions or make those statements. So trying to find that space and that right time is so important.
That's
and
exactly
allow it
right.
to come to you.
That's right. And I'd like to talk a little bit about the spiritual alignment, because I think this is something that is confusing for people. And I will tell you that, having been widowed over 10 years ago, that you do go through this recognition that things happen, really bad things happen sometimes that we cannot explain, and that are quite painful and really move us in a different direction. For me, the awareness that I was not alone in the world, that there was something bigger than me, and that's where my nature-based practices come in. That's where prayer comes in sometimes for people. That's where just turning it over, in a sense, which is a something that people in recovery will often say, just turn it over, acknowledge that you don't have the control that you would like to have. That in and of itself can move you into more alignment. And your prior guest talked about grace. I think that's a powerful word when you talk about alignment, because alignment, being in alignment, often will feel like being in a state of grace. So it's not something we have necessarily a thinking around, or that we can really wrap our brains around. However, if you have experienced it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And it is available to all of us, whether you have a religious practice or whether you just have a spiritual practice.
And it's a feeling in fact, we often have chatted about this fact that, you know, probably the single biggest addiction in our life is thinking that we can control things.
That's right. It's a great illusion, isn't it?
It is, indeed. And you, although our whole life is about adding frames and predictability and, you know, structure, particularly if we are in service to others or we have responsibility for others, is to bring those comfort zones around us, but yet at the same time know that there's some other bigger hand at play.
Well, here's a thought. When we allow ourselves to understand the nature of control or not having control, it opens up so many avenues where things can happen that we never could have anticipated
or dreamed of, and all the positive ones, not just the
exactly.
negative things you might creep
that's
in.
That's exactly right.
So, Diane, again, share with our listeners how they could get in contact with you.
Well, here's a challenge to our listeners. I would like to have people contact me with things that they would like me to talk about or hear about. I still am looking forward to possibly in the spring doing a call-in.
Sure.
So in preparation for that, I would like to invite them to email me at imaginethatcoaching@gmail.com. I have a toll-free number, 866-398-8877, or they can also reach me through my website, www.dianesturner.com, or they can reach me through you.
Absolutely, which is just simply change@thelarsengroup.com. So, Diane, what's on the docket here for you in the next few weeks?
Well, interesting. I am preparing to go visit my son, who actually lives in Southeast Asia. He's an English teacher. So I will be out of the country for a few weeks, having a wonderful adventure. I'm going to be back in Chicago for a little bit more winter, and then back in Tucson.
But at any time, Diane is always reachable by cell phone. We've found that on a number of occasions. So this thought about alignment, again, folks, let's listen to it in terms of not just the body alignment, but emotional, mental, and spiritual.
That's right.
And then to realize it's also a dynamic process, you said.
And it's a big topic. So we'll probably be talking about it again.
Yeah. The analogy that you said about that teeter-totter. It's not to say that you're always going to be imbalanced, by the way, because some of our greatest learning comes when one end might go in another direction than the other.
That's exactly right. It is a moment in time, so savor it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Diane Turner, again, from Imagine That, personal and professional coaching, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for contributing to the show.
Thank you so much. And listeners, I want to hear from you.
You've got it. Happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
Thanks. Same
Great.
To you.
Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays 10 to noon right here on 104.1 The Truth for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.